Thank you, Chair. Good morning, all. My name is Joseph Mashele from South Africa. I'm the current co-chair of the EPPR Informal Working Group, together with my colleague, Mr. Niels ten Ouden from the Netherlands, and also well supported by the Secretariat from IMA. Thank you so much. So I've got a brief presentation today to make, which is the status report of the activities of the EPPR Informal Working Group. So I'll be sharing some of the engagements that we've had so far this year, as well as some of the planned engagements in the next future before the next GRPE session as well. I'd also give an overview of the current work in progress, some of the things that we are looking at, and then as well as the future activities as well that we'll be looking at. So in terms of the engagements that we've had so far, so at the last session of GRPE, we had a hybrid session, which was held here as well alongside the LCA informal working group meeting as well. And this was just obviously to continue from the last session, which we held in January, where the leadership team, the terms of reference, as well as the current list of priorities was endorsed by GRPE. And we truly appreciate the support that was given. And so this was just the continuation from that phase onwards. And in the next slides as well, I'll be sharing in more detail some of the activities that happened in that meeting as well. So on Tuesday as well, we had another hybrid session in one of the rooms in the H building. And the attendance is still very good, both physically as well as online. And I think we've gaining some traction in terms of the activities at hand. And also there is some more background information and data gathering that is still happening that we are also tracking and just following up on as well. So in terms of future meetings as well, we are planning to have the 60th session of EPPR on the 14th of September. It's planned to be a virtual session. However, later on in the year, we are planning a hybrid session and which the Netherlands has greatly volunteered to host us as well. So Chair, I think this is something also that we are looking forward to outside of the GRPE setup that we'll be able to also gather physically with some of the contracting members and all the other stakeholders within the group. And then within this year as well, we're planning another one in mid-December 2023, a virtual session. So as indicated, Chair, in terms of the current list of priorities that we're working on, we are following up on certain activities, which includes gathering of data, doing some research, and then conducting some tests in support of those projects. And at the last session, we received an update of the test procedures, which involves the testing of electric vehicle motorcycles according to the recently published SAE standard to give results on range determination, the standardization thereof. And this obviously is in support of the strategy to adopt zero emission motorcycles. So the members or the representatives from the US shared with us some of those test results for initial assessment and reactions. And then the tests are still ongoing and we'll be tracking that as well. And this obviously will be in line with one of the list of our priorities, which is the range determination. Chair, unfortunately at stage, there is no current output in the form of a amended UNGTR or something. However, these background research and testing procedures is important. And in the next couple of meetings, we are hoping to have have gathered data that we can present to the GRPE for endorsement and or support. And also to mention, Chair, that other contracting parties as well are doing a similar data gathering as well. I know Korea, China, and Japan as well, they have some data, some of which is not ready for presentation at this stage. However, as soon as those are available as well, I will be happy to share with the GRPE platform as well. So here on the screen is the current approved list of priorities that we are currently looking at. We currently have maximum power and torque determination. We've got the battery electric vehicle range determination as well. And then as well as deterioration factors in the new GTR on durability, which was also published recently, Chair. And as indicated, and all three of these projects, we are still in the research and testing process at this stage. And then in terms of priority number four, which is the transposition of UN GTR number two into UN regulation, there we are still waiting for further information and consultation by different contracting parties in terms of which direction, which route, which levels to be considering for this process, Chair. And as indicated, Chair, in the next meetings, we are hoping to get most of this information back, and then that we can have a concrete output to present at this forum, Chair. So that concludes the presentation of the status of the informal working group. As you can see there, our platform of all the necessary documentation and presentations and reports is available there. If you can please have time to go through them as well, and then you're more than welcome to contact us as well if there's any information or any interest, either participate in the work or contribute in some way. Thank you, Chair and members.
Thank you, Michelle.